This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Gil Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live as we do every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. You know, you've heard me mention this, that in this information age that we live in, and, of course, surrounded by all this technology, we were warned probably a couple decades ago that with this increased technology, there was going to be an increasing need for human touch. John Naismith referred to it as high tech, high touch. And what it is bringing into focus is the need and, I would say, the starvation that we have as human beings for relationships. Relationships now more than ever are so, so important. Lisa Anderson is with us right now, Director of Young Adults for Focus on the Family, the world's leading Christian organization dedicated to helping families thrive. Lisa, good to have you with us. How are you doing?
Hey, great to be here, Bill. Thanks so much.
Well, you know, we're talking about the importance of relationships. It now seems more than ever culturally. We've got this dynamic tension going on, with technology. People are kind of going into their own corners. They think relationships consist of 150 characters, and we're missing something along the way. And I believe that people are being, you know, kind of starved out from these relationships because they're having a hard time connecting, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, it's very true. And especially, you know, me working with the younger generation, kind of seeing that happen and the assumption that, oh, well, I have a lot of friends because I have all these followers on social media, or I'm keeping up with my friends via Facebook. And so I think it sets up kind of a false understanding of what real relationship is. And so, you know, we see a lot of young adults moving towards probably some unhealthy relationships, trying to look for what they're not getting, really, you know, in assuming that they will get it.
Yeah, as my son reminded me here the other day, and it was like one of those V8 moments, you know, when he brought the obvious to mind, he said, Dad, it's about connecting. And I said, well, you're exactly right. I mean, exactly right. It is about connecting. And there are times when we connect when it's a little uncomfortable. And you've been addressing when friendship is awkward. Let's unravel that in these last couple of minutes that we have together here.
Yeah, I mean, really, it's just the idea of, you know, I, for example, Bill, I'm single. I've never been married. I had a year and a half span of time where I had 14 of my friends get married. I was in a lot of those weddings. I attended most of them. And it's one of those things where you can look at the person next to you and it's the classic grass is greener. Oh, why are they getting the story that I want? Why are they, you know, is God forgetting me? Am I being left behind? And we have to look at it and realize there are relationships available to all of us that are rich, that are possible. We've got to invest in them, and we've got to ultimately trust God with the outcome and realize that He's got our back and He's scripting our story, and it is okay. You know, for the first time in U.S. history, there are more single people in the U.S. than married at this point. And not that people aren't bummed out about that, but at the same point, you know, we have to realize that it's okay, and there's a lot for all of us to do and be excited about for other people as well.
Well, Lisa, it's got to be tough for young people and people like yourself that see, okay, within yourself there is this drive to be married, but culturally there is this dysfunction that you got to wade through. And, you know, and you're trying to find somebody who is healthy and your peer, because we're told very clearly not to be unequally yoked. It's slim pickings out there right now, Lisa.
Yeah, and we're, you know, it's not like we've inherited great examples from the boomers either.
Yes.
And so I think we have to take good mentors into hand, make good decisions, look to God's word, and move ahead.
Well, she is she manages Boundless. It's a focus ministry for young adults. How can people be in touch with you, Lisa, for more information?
Yeah, they can find us at boundless.org or on social media, Boundless, and write us a note. We love hearing from people.
Always good to keep the conversation going. Stay connected, right? Lisa Anderson, Director of Young Adults for Focus on the Family. Lisa, thank you so much for being with us. We're coming 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. It's time for the Lolo Girl. Yes, we're talking the national radio personality, college professor, motivational speaker. Her media background, extends for over 25 years. I hate to say that because she looks so young, you'd never think.
25 years.
27. Well, see, now you want to correct me, mm-hmm. and I'm trying to give you cover so people don't think you're some old hag or something, you know?
I can have my old hag moment. Just ask my husband and my father. They'll be like,
well, yeah,
she can be an old hag someday.
Well, I'll tell you, well, maybe what we ought to do is get you Maxine Waters' wig. Evidently, that's come to the forefront. I mean, everybody wants a James Brown wig now because of Maxine Waters.
Yeah, that's right.
What a whole lot about nothing to do. And then O'Reilly, you know, he's kind of joking. And let's have a joking moment because sometimes he can be overly serious. And then he gets chastised and he feels like he needs to apologize. Come on, give me a break. I mean, you know, it's like... you know, for
nobody
all the things that Maxine Waters has said, I mean, you know, that somebody would, you know, question her wig, I mean, like that's a problem, you know.
But that's offensive. You don't do that. You don't talk about a lady's hair.
Yeah.
That's a no-no.
Well, yeah, and one of your girlfriends kind of stopped him and said, no, that's not, well, she read it that he was saying that she was, it wasn't Shannon Bream, it was Ashley had said, she goes, well, you know, that's not nice to say that she's unattractive. And O'Reilly never said anything about her attractiveness. It was only about her wig. I know.
Right.
What is it? What is it about you women that you get so sensitive when we say something like that, then all of a sudden we're talking about somebody, whether or not they're attractive, when it's just their wig?
Bill, you know that we were born sensitive and we can't help it.
That's why we don't answer the question, hey, do I look fat in this dress? So don't ask that question, okay?
Well, Robin not only doesn't answer the question, he lies. I mean, I can be looking horrible. Like, I'm like, I got to get off my winter happy chub. That's what I call it, my winter happy chub, because I put it on being happy at Christmas, at Thanksgiving, all the holidays. I went to put on a dress the other day, and it was already fitted anyway. We were going to a wedding or something. It's so tight, like downstairs, that in the back downstairs area, that I couldn't even wear it. I'm like, honey, look, I have just, oh, my word. He goes, honey, it looks great. I'm like, uh-uh. Like, half the time he tells me, I know he's doing it just to be PC.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking horrible. Or I've got something on, and it's not pretty. He'll go, oh, honey, you look so pretty. So, he's, you know, but I think sometimes he's delusional. I think he just is like, if I just believe that on her scary day she looks like a princess, then I'll believe it, too. But I think it works.
Oh, leave it to him. It's like, so here you go to a wedding reception, your zipper's halfway up, and he's like...
No, I didn't wear it. I'm not that stupid. I'm like, no, I'm going to have to wear one of my moo-moos today until I can get out and get some exercise and get off the bread and the sugar for a couple of months, and then I'll be able to wear it again, hopefully.
Yeah, you and me both. Yeah, you and me, but bread and sugar.
If I get off bread and sugar, I'm telling you, I can see a picture of myself in a week. I can do the Daniel fast, and y'all know that's no preservatives, no meat, no sugar, and no, there's one other thing. There's one other thing I'm forgetting. But basically, you're just eating really clean, healthy. You're eating whole grains.
Whole foods. Yeah.
And you're eating, you're on the outside of the grocery store only. You're eating fruits and vegetables. I can eat that way 1 week, and I can look at a picture of myself. And I'm not exaggerating. I look different in a week's time.
Yeah.
From cutting out the carbs and the sugar and stuff.
Well, this is the challenge about Lent, you know, because Lent, you're supposed to give up something, right?
Every year
I go sugar and bread, right? And I go, and then I negotiate with God. I go, did I really say, you know, and then there's some, you know, some Catholics that say, oh, well, you know, Lent is only Monday through Saturday. You know, Sunday is a free day.
I was going to ask you that because I've always, as a non-Catholic, done Lent just because I thought it was really awesome to give up something that was hard to give up for the Lord. I've been doing that since I was a senior in high school. And it was last year I was talking to a Catholic friend of mine, interestingly enough, and he said, well, you can go off it on Sundays. I went, no, I didn't know that. So, you know, we've got Girl Scout cookies all around the house because my daughter is a Daisy, which is pre-brownie. And so on Sundays I am
pre-brownie.
Just having at it. Yeah.
So does she have any more, Thin Mints? She have any Thin Mints left?
I think we got a box in our freezer. But listen,
just a box.
You can go on eBay and get them at any time.
I'm going to have to do this because we lost our connection out here in Florida. You know, I don't have a.
I sent them to you.
I'd have 200 boxes
on Facebook, and we sent them to a lot of our friends. But see, now they're getting so fancy. If you insert someone's name, like Channing Stewart, you could say, I want them to deliver it to me, or I want it to deliver to my house from Girl Scouts. They would deliver it to you. And, yeah, I mean, now you can do everything online. You're not paying attention to Facebook.
And then Robin has that drone, right? He'll just send it over and drop, you know, send the drone over here to Florida, drop them off at our front stoop, and everything's fine, right?
Yeah, we'll just say it's a drone. Yeah. But she did good. Like, I went on Facebook, and I got her to really plead and, you know, and lean towards pathos and get towards people's emotions. And she was like, I'm in Daisy Troop 2011, and I need to smell 100 nurses. She was struggling the whole way through. Everybody's just signing up. So, see, that worked. Because she's in first grade.
Well, she starts telling them, she says, if I don't sell 100 boxes, my parents are going to send me back.
Well, she did ask us that one time. She was in really bad trouble, and that was probably 2 years ago. She was like five, and she was really forlorn. Robin's like, what's wrong? She goes, are y'all going to ever send me back to Nepal if I'm bad? And she just got a little tickled. Robin's like, no, honey, we had to go twice and go through a heck of a lot to get you. You ain't never going back. Don't even worry about that. Take that off your mind. That's one thing less you got to worry about.
That's right. You're in the club here, man. You're card carrying.
Uh-huh.
You got the secret handshake, the Dakota ring, man. You're in with the Stewart family. That's it.
Yeah,
forever.
You need to get the Stewart tattoo when you decide you're old enough, or we decide you're old enough. I'm kidding. Nobody take that seriously. I'm kidding.
Hey, we're going to start something all over again. Hey, you were talking about you know, you and your dad out having lunch, having a good time. And what was going on? You had to give mouth to mouth to a goldfish there or something with the growth on its nose? Oh, I misunderstood.
We go to physical therapy. I'm, you know, getting some neck help, and he's getting some back help. We all get help together. And they have this betta fish, which I quit doing fish because I never could really take care of them. You know, goldfish, betas, those are all supposed to live like 30, 40 years. But I mean,
they really
live around our family like, you know, a month. So I don't do it anymore.
Oh, yeah. The goldfish, they don't ever want to come to our house. I mean, oh, no, I'm going to die. You know,
I'm going to die in a week.
don't let them go over there. And it's not like we eat them or anything like that. I don't know what happens.
You don't clean their water. It's tricky. Like, it's really tricky. You got to get, like, the filters and all that rigmarole. And so at this physical therapy place, they have this betta floating around. And he looks a little weird. His water's a little murky. So I told one of the therapists, I'm like, is he okay? He goes, no, I think he's got a tumor on his nose. I'm like, I have to crush his food up so he can eat. And I'm like, that's not right. So he and I, while he's doing my neck, we're online. And we see this story where this couple in Melbourne, Australia, they love their goldfish. They'd had them in a pond. Because, you know, goldfish grow to the size of their environment. They'd had him 10 years. And he had surgery where they removed the tumor this vet anesthetized him. They put him in a thing of water with the solution. They put him to sleep. Then they put the thing through his mouth, putting water through his
gills. I'm not even going to ask.
Surgery.
How do they do this? Okay, look at it. All right, okay. We're going to keep everybody on the edge of their seat. Whether or not the fish lives or not, stay with us right after the break. This is Bill Martinez. We're talking to the Lolo Girl.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company. 1-800-972-5856. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-5856. That's 1-800-972-5856. 972-5856. 1-800-972-5856.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back. See, it wasn't long. You're on the edge of your seat. I know you want to know whether or not the goldfish survived.
Oh, yeah.
Most incredible. How do you do a surgery underwater?
Well, they didn't. They took the little fish and they put him on a table, and they have like this little pump through his mouth. It was pumping the water through his gills. It was a 45-minute surgery. You can go online and see this. And they show the tumor once they removed it. and he's laying there, and then they gradually woke him up. They put him back in a thing of water. They woke him up. He went home, and they said they expect him to live another 20 years. So you have heard it all today, haven't you?
That's amazing. Thank God he wasn't on Obamacare, huh?
He'd have been done for.
He'd have been sushi.
He'd have been one big puma by the end of it. Just a swimming puma. But you think about it, this physical therapist is such a sweet guy. He said, I'm going to call the vet today because I'm worried. I said, well, I'm just so glad to meet another crazy like me. I mean, we're not like PETA folks, but we really care.
Well, it's
God's
creatures.
Like, I'm going to take care of it, you know?
Exactly. No, I mean, you know, those are our pets. And I'm like you. I'm a compassionate one. I mean, anything to do with animals. It's like even when, like with Mona. Mona sees bugs in the house. She wants to kill them. They're in the house. They're fair game. I go,
Let me. Mona loves animals.
Yeah, let me get them out. You know, I'll walk ants out or whatever. Ants sometimes are a little bit tough. But, you know, the spiders, I'll just walk them out, get them out of there. And I just am, you know, I'm just sensitive that way. In fact, one time.
I didn't know you were that sensitive.
Did I tell you the story? We're in an office and I have a partner. I was the executive director for this private school. And flies just drove her nuts. And she was always, you know, there was fly guts all over the walls and stuff like that where she just, murdered them, you know? And so one day this fly's buzzing around and she's going, I'm going to get that thing. And so I tell the fly, I go, hey, look, she's going to kill you. And it landed on my desk. And I said, she's going to kill you if you don't get on my pen. I want you to get on the eraser of my pencil. I'm going to walk you outside and free you. Otherwise, you're going to be dead. See all the blood guts on the wall? That could be you. I don't want that to happen to you. So get on the pencil. I'm going to walk you out, and you won't have to contend with her. Doggone it. You know what the fly did? It got on the pencil. I walked it out. I didn't say a word. I just did this. I thought, well, what the heck? I'm going to try and be a fly whisperer. And
it
got
on your eraser?
It was on my desk. It crawled up on the pencil eraser just as I communicated to it. And I walked it out, let it out, and I came back and went back to work and said nothing. Well, my partner was she was aghast. And it was the quietest I'd ever heard from her ever since I'd met her. She just was dumbfounded that I was the fly whisperer, and had she not seen it with her own eyes. But it was like,
did you send her a copy of Bug's Life after that? Were you like,
I should
have seen Bug's Life?
I should have. I mean, you know, why not? You know, hey, there was like a deal the other day too. I was seeing where a diver was approached by a shark that needed help, and he communicated to the diver that he needed help. I mean, a shark? Are you kidding me? I mean, you're down there.
What was wrong with it? I mean, it's baby was in trouble,
you know,
or the shark itself?
I didn't know the whole story, but all I know was that the diver helped the shark, and the shark had communicated, somehow channeled to the diver that he needed help, and the diver went ahead and helped him. Kind of amazing, all this interaction stuff.
That doesn't surprise me, though. None of this surprised me. The fish surgery was really shocking. Like, I was excited to see that, to know that somebody cared that much about their goldfish. But see, I'm like you. And lately, we've had all of these things flying around. I don't know in California or Florida, but in Mississippi. And I thought they were mosquitoes. And Robin's like, don't kill those. Well, not that I would anyway. He said, they eat mosquitoes, and they are everywhere at our house.
Right.
And so they'll be all in my sink. And I'll tell Channing, don't brush your teeth in the sink because they'll all get flushed. Just don't even go near my sink because they're like sleeping or whatever.
Oh, my God. Yeah, well, here in Florida, we have no CMs. Those are invisible flying teeth. And that's crazy. Those little bugs.
What are they?
Yeah, have you heard them? They're called no-see-ums. Have you ever heard of those little bugs?
No, I've never heard that term.
Oh, when you can't see them, you know, that's why they no-see-ums. And they call them invisible flying teeth because
and they bite you and you don't even know they're there.
Oh yeah, it is so annoying. It's just not. And the people say, use that skin so soft. You know, that'll repel them.
Uh-huh.
Right? Forget it. That's Kama Sutra love oil for them. It attracts them. I don't know.
Either
that or they just like Mexicans. I think they're partial towards Mexicans.
No. I've got to tell y'all what to do. The key, and I promise this will work, you have to take a garlic capsule every day because bugs are all over. My kids, my dad, my husband, they never bother me.
Really?
And I know it's because I'm so sweet, but it's because I take garlic. Yes. And you can get the the odorless garlic that doesn't smell.
Yeah, and they don't smell it and they attack you, right?
It's in your bloodstream, and they will leave you alone. So you can go to any drugstore, get the odorless garlic, take one of those, and it will be the best repellent because it's internal.
Really? Okay. Well, I used to do vitamin B. Vitamin B used to keep them away, but mosquitoes. But the vitamin B doesn't even work anymore. So maybe I need to try that odorless garlic. Hey,
odorless
we were talking. Bemis, we're kind of like freewheeling here and talking about all this stuff except politics because we're overcooked on politics for a while.
But
this is kind of good. We'll avoid that. But if we have time, I'll talk to you about my latest idea about Obamacare or the solution to it. Forget about D.C.
Another new solution.
Well, no. This is probably one that will work, believe it or not. But you were talking about a four-year-old kid in school that now is a felon. I'm joking, obviously, but got expelled from school because of Kings and Queens, this little game here, because they had a stick in his hand.
Well, my husband heard it this morning, and he came running in. He said, "Oh my goodness, you got to tell Bill about this." There was a kid, and I mean, I don't know that all of my details are, you know, exactly accurate, but these kids are playing on the playground in preschool, and they were playing Kings and Queens. And you have your prince, your princess, you have your guards over the palace, and this little girl was a guard. And so she was doing this thing where you could go in, you know, if you said the right word, out if you said the wrong password or whatever, and she had this stick to man the castle.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think she hit anyone with it that I know of from the story that my husband told me, and she was expelled from school. And I'm like, you know, this is what's so crazy. It's like, you know, we can have illegal immigrants. You know, people that just haven't been vetted. That's the only issue. They haven't been vetted. You need to know about it. People
are
over here, come one, come all, no matter what your criminal record, and we're going to roll out the red carpet. But a child that's playing Kings and Queens, you know, or Prince and Princesses, and is a gatekeeper and has a stick, you know, to maintain the fort and be a protector, she gets expelled. I'm like, we have lost our ever-loving minds in this country in one regard. Now, I'm not saying everybody has, but just that we're even having this conversation. If you had told me when I was a little kid and I was a stick keeper, which I was a lot, that this was going to happen, I wouldn't have believed it.
Yeah, but you're getting kicked out of preschool? I mean, come on.
Expelled means you have to go home for 3 days.
Suspended is suspended. You get to go home for 3 days. Expelled means you're not welcome back.
Oh, is it? I guess you're I guess so.
All right, I'm going to take the next minute and a half. Let me tell you my idea.
Okay, go.
Okay, here's the idea on health care. All right, I don't know if I told you, but for the last 12 years, our family, we've been doing direct pay with our doctors. We negotiate a rate, cash and carry, cash, you know, as my old buddy used to say, Bob Hastings, you remember, fast pay makes fast friends, right? So I worked out deals with our doctors, you know, cash only, because when they have to deal with insurance, you're talking about 35% of the cost is to administrate all these health forms and dealing with insurance companies, and they got to wait 90, 120 days if they're lucky to get their money. So now you go in there and so you work out this direct pay. My deal is these knuckleheads in D.C., you know, like what? Every time you're going to go to a doctor, you want to go and talk to Marco Rubio and get his counsel about your health care problems? You want to deal with your doctor. Hey, we got to go direct pay. Forget about them. Let them repeal the darn thing. And then we take our health care in our own hands, and we go work out direct pay relationships with all these doctors. There's already one doctor. We're going to interview him next week, Josh Umber, who is really turning this situation upside down, has 500 clinics across the country. They're doing direct pay. Lauren, $50 a month is all people are paying. It includes all their lab work, all that good stuff, you know, to a certain level. Prescriptions, 10 cents on the dollar is what people are paying for their prescriptions.
What happens if you need surgery, then?
Well, if you need surgery, then, you go into a catastrophic deal. But catastrophic insurance is minor. That's manageable. It's all that other stuff, that they nickel and dime you to death. So now you're in charge of your health care. You're doing it. It's you and your doctor. But anyway, my idea, and we're putting it out there, I think that the power belongs to the people, and
it
that's
does.
The true answer. It is not in D.C. I think we're fooling ourselves to think that they're going to figure it out. It's beyond their ability. Anyway, say goodnight, Lolo. It's time. We got to wrap it up. Parting
love
is
you
such
guys.
Sweet
have a great
sorrow
weekend.
As always. All right, take care.
This report is brought to you by Genentech. Stand up to cancer, and Genentech recently launched Be the Breakthrough, a campaign focused on educating Americans on how they can each play a role in the fight against cancer. One often overlooked way for people with cancer to be the breakthrough is through participating in clinical trials. Jack Whelan, patient advocate.
After my cancer diagnosis, I worked with my doctor to understand my treatment options and chose to participate in a clinical trial. Over the past decade, I've participated in 7 clinical trials. trials and found this path gave me options and an opportunity to contribute to research that can help others.
People like Jack are part of the breakthrough because clinical trials may help new treatments and procedures become available to the public sooner. For more on clinical trials, go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org. There, you will find important resources and a confidential clinical trials matching service. Call 1-877-970-7848 to speak with a specialist or go to learnaboutclinicaltrials.org for more.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey,
Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room, weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Across the country, on your smartphone, and around the world, you tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, good to have you along with us. Jordan Goodman with us right now, American's Money Answers Man, a nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, Jordan was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Jordan, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you again, Bill.
Hey, credit card debt, big headlines. Over $1 trillion, first time in our history?
That's right. That's right.
Wow.
So some of it's people feeling more confident. Consumer confidence goes up and people spend more on credit card debt.
Right.
But I think to some extent, people's incomes have not been going up that much, but their expenses for health care and education and other things are going up more.
Mm-hmm.
And they're making up the difference with debt. So people are getting into credit card debt. Remember back in 2008, 2009, when the banks were cutting back people's credit lines dramatically?
Exactly.
They didn't give them the rope to hang themselves, I guess you might say.
Right.
And now they are, all over again. So we got a surging amount of credit card debt out there right now.
There's just something, you know, that we just cannot help ourselves with. We get used to, you know, digging a hole, and they fill it, and then we dig it. I mean, we're like the government. This is what the government
exactly.
Is. So, like,
but there's a difference. We can't print money.
Right. Yeah, you got to remember that. I mean, in a sense, we give ourselves some false sense of security by thinking we could use the credit card. But, it comes due, and the worst thing
and with very high interest rates. I mean,
yeah, exactly. Well, that's really, I mean, if you're playing the interest rate game on a credit card, it's like Tennessee Ernie Ford. You know that old song, I owe my soul to the company store. And the company store is a credit card, people. And they be, I mean, it just gets.
And they're mean when they come after you, too. You know?
Yeah,
so,
I mean,
Let me give some specific advice to help people.
One second. I'm sorry, just to finish the thought there.
Yeah.
I mean, whatever happened to usury? I mean, we don't even talk about usury anymore, right?
Well, the reason there are two states that all the credit card companies are based in, Delaware and South Dakota, and the reason is they have no usury ceilings on either interest rates or fees. Basically, South Dakota said, come on in, Citibank, charge whatever you want on interest rates or fees, and we're glad to have your jobs. So that's basically why all the states...
Wow.
That's why there is no usury ceilings, because those two states took all the credit card companies.
Well, you do that which you get rewarded for, and if you got those two states, thank you very much, Delaware and South Dakota, Joe Biden and company.
Exactly.
Right?
And South Dakota, I think they may rename the state of South Dakota the state of Citibank, because they have more jobs there than farmers, actually, in South Dakota.
Yeah, why not? Well, that explains all that, ladies and gentlemen. So know that the system is rigged. You knew it was rigged, and now you know exactly why. So anyway, you had some specific...
So let's give some specific resources to help people. First thing, get better credit cards. You do not have to be putting up with 18, 25 ridiculous rates, anything like that anymore. A free website to get the better cards is called guidetocreditcard.com. Free website. Find the ones where it's best for your needs. If you've got bad credit, you can get a secured credit card. If you have want rebates, you can get up to 5 or 6% cash rebates on whatever you spend. Mm-hmm. If you want to take a trip, if you can fly miles on a particular airline, that's best for you. If you want to go to Disney World, get Disney points. If you want to buy things at Amazon, get Amazon. I mean, there's just many different ways. But the idea, Bill, is concentrate your spending on the cards where you get the rewards that you want.
Exactly.
And only have like two or three cards, and then you'll actually get the rewards. Because if you have 10 cards and you spread your spending among 10 different cards, by the time you get your freaking fly miles, they've expired, basically. So
right, exactly.
A lot of people make that mistake.
And or you're so loaded up with debt that you got to keep working. You don't have any time off.
Exactly. So that's like, all right, so that's the first
thing. It's all that company, you know, that owe my soul to the company store kind of thing. So if you want to be enslaved to credit card debt, just keep on going. And then also, based on what Jordan just shared with us, if you've got a credit card and you're sending your payments to Delaware or South Dakota, you know, this is why the high interest rate. So
that's
it doesn't
right.
have to be that way.
So that's the first thing. Guidetocreditcard.com, get you better rates. The second thing, if you have a lot of credit card debt at high rates, you want to go to a non-profit credit counseling place, because they will consolidate all the different credit cards into one at a lower interest rate. You make the payment to them. They pay the creditors, typically like 6, 7, 8% rate, something like that. And you're going to get out of debt much faster paying 6 or 7% than 18 or 25%, something like that.
Yeah.
My favorite national place is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. Their website, cambridgecredit.org. Their phone number, 800-897-2200. Last I checked with them, Bill, they've got over a million customers who are in what are called debt management plans, DMPs.
And they make one payment
to Cambridge, and they get out of debt much quicker.
And they do an outstanding job. I can tell you, my parents ran into a little bit of an opportunity there.
Yeah.
And the number three son, which I'm speaking to me, came in and helped him out. And that's what we did. We just, single payment. And it was surprising how quick it was solved. I mean, because otherwise you keep chasing that interest rate. You keep, I'm going to get to it. It's a New Year's resolution. And next thing you know, it's 5 years and they're happy. They're
right.
happy with those minimal payments because they.
And by the way, it's considered a neutral under credit score. People always ask
right.
me that.
Exactly.
So if you go into one of these DMPs like Cambridge, it doesn't help, doesn't hurt your credit rating. Mm-hmm. But in the long run, getting out of debt is what's really going to help you. And
with
so if you go on your official credit score, it'll say you've been in credit counseling, but that in itself does not help or hurt your credit. Getting out of debt is what's going to help your credit in the long run.
Without a doubt. Okay, great. Okay. What else you got for us?
So, I mean, those are the main two things you really want to do is just to get be disciplined about these things. A lot of people are very undisciplined. The worst thing you can do is you go to a shopping mall and they'll say 10% off if you get a card today at, at Nordstrom's or Macy's or Bloomingdale's or wherever it may be. And you do four of them in one day. You just took 50 to 100 points off your credit score because you bought you sign up for a lot of cards in a short period of time,
exactly.
and all the red flags go off on something like that. So don't
that.
You're going to end up paying a lot more in interest than you're saving on the 10% on buying something that particular day.
Yeah, I was at Penny's last weekend, and they offered me 40% off.
Yeah, it's pretty tempting.
It is tempting, but you sit there and go, oh, man, this is something. You know that there's a big hook behind that door,
Well, it's your credit. is what's going to be a big hook. And particularly in holiday times when people are, you know, buying a lot of stuff, they fall for this and they just don't realize. And then if you don't have the money to pay the bill in full when it comes in a month later, you're going to pay a lot more in interest than you ever saved at that time. So don't do that kind of thing.
Right,
really guard
your
credit score carefully and monitor your credit score carefully to make sure it's accurate and there's no phony things on there, because there's all kinds of strange stuff all the time. You want to make sure it's as accurate as it can be.
Well, Jordan, you've been keeping a close eye on the street for us. We got a couple of minutes left. What's happening here? Are we still rolling along on the Trump train and everybody's
happy? Well, we are, but I think there's concern that if he couldn't get health care through, maybe he's not going to be able to get tax cuts and infrastructure and deregulation, all the other things he wants to do through. Right? Really put a dent in his kind of, you know, we're going to win, keep winning, we're going to get sick of winning. Well, he didn't start by winning in a very big way on on the policy that they were trying to do the last 7 years. And it was really because of a split in the Republican Party. We knew the Democrats were not going to support anything whatsoever having to do with repealing Obamacare, but they thought they could get the Republicans together, and they couldn't. And that may be true on tax cuts as well. I mean, that's the key issue. Wall Street's been driving up because of tax cuts. And if they can't get that through, then I think you can see a pretty big downward trajectory in the stock market, because the assumption, the reason they've been doing this, will disappear.
Yeah, outside of drinking coffee and Red Bull, the stock market doesn't like to get nervous.
Right.
You know?
Well, they've been pretty confident. I mean, since the election, the stock market's gone up a lot on confidence that we're going to get tax cuts, much more important to them than the health care bill.
Exactly.
Because cutting corporate rates, cutting individual rates, potentially this border adjustment tax, which would mean all imports would be taxed, but exports would not be taxed. The infrastructure plan, all these things would be very, very stimulating to the economy and corporate earnings. And that's why we've had such a big move in the stock market. So that's the underpinning. And if that's undermined because they can't get things through, because the Freedom Caucus is even more extreme than the regular Republicans on these kind of things, then that's a big worry right now. We'll have to see what happens.
Good news,
but
the good news
tax reform is going to be a lot harder than people think.
Yeah, the good news, the leadership is back in meetings again. It's not dead. I think they're trying to breathe some oxygen back into it. And the reality of their decision and their choice to not get this get this passed, I think it's kind of shaking them up, shaking everybody up into reality here, because they're starting to feel the consequence of a no decision on it. So they got to get about the people's business, no doubt about it. Jordan Goodman, America's Money Answered Man, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. Great ideas on credit card. Make sure you go to Jordan's website. Jordan, it is?
MoneyAnswers.com. I get emails from your folks all the time. Always glad to.
I spent my entire career as a journalist uncovering the truth, until the day my wife presented me with the biggest story of my life.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
From the studio that brought you God's Not Dead.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
How can we even talk about historical evidence for the resurrection?
The Gospels are filled with contradiction.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
We all bet our lives on something.
The question is, what's it going to be?
As much as I would like to help out a fellow skeptic, what you're proposing is impossible.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
Do you really want to know the truth, or is your mind already made up?
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
This report is brought to you by Cologuard. Patients 50 years or older and at average risk for colon cancer now have greater access to newer screening options, including Cologuard, a non-invasive at-home stool DNA test. Last June, the country's preeminent preventive health task force issued guidelines stating that newer methods such as Cologuard provide as much benefit to patients as traditional methods like colonoscopy. Cologuard offers people 50 and older at average risk for colorectal cancer an easy-to-use screening test they can do at home. Dr. Franjo Vladic, gastroenterologist, the Center for Digestive Health in Cleveland, Ohio.
Colorectal cancer, if detected early, has a more favorable outcome. However, because so many are reluctant to participate in traditional screening, access to non-invasive and easy-to-use alternatives like Cologuard is critical to improving compliance.
Cologuard is not for everyone and is not a replacement for diagnostic or surveillance colonoscopy in high-risk individuals. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. To learn more about Cologuard, visit CologuardTest.com by prescription only.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
See, there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back at you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. George Borna joins us now. He's filled executive roles in politics, marketing, advertising, media development, research, and ministry. You know, I'm happy to announce that George is going to be a regular on the show. I kind of misrepresented things, George. Last time we met, a couple of weeks back, actually last month in Orlando, I said that getting together with you was like 8 years in the making, and I understated the point. It's actually, when I look back, it was actually 14 years in the making. After you had written the book Think Like Jesus, it had stopped me in my tracks because at that point you had defined a worldview, and when, you know, we were thinking about having a biblical worldview, it, you know, some people think biblical worldview, it requires, you know, you have to go to a certain theological school and really hold to specific disciplines and that. But in your book, you defined a biblical worldview as something that is very natural, a natural response to becoming a born-again Christian. And it was amazing to find not only just that the Christians at large, how few held to a biblical worldview. Even the pastors in the pulpit, that was about 50% of the pastors in the pulpit held to a biblical worldview. And that was quite shocking for me. So I did want to correct the record and say that, you know, getting together with you, and I'm excited about our future relationship as we have you here regularly on Bill Martinez Live. Not 8 years, it's been 14 years in the making, actually.
Well, I feel like I need to apologize for that and say, well, I guess the witness protection program broke down. It's here we are together, so, you know, it's a great thing. But, yeah, I'm looking forward to being able to do this with you on a regular basis and to really dive into what our research is showing.
Well, the latest one kind of dovetails into what you started years and years ago, and that is in analyzing the faith and lifestyle of born-again Christians. We have what they would say, born-again Christians would say, this is my perception. But interestingly enough, the public itself is looking to Christians for a moral compass and reference. And as Gallup brought out last year, I guess the response from the secular community is, where have all the Christians gone?
Well, and that's kind of what we're trying to do in the research, is find out where they went and what they're thinking and just what's going on. You know, we're finding that as time is going on in our culture now, we're becoming a more and more secular culture. Mm-hmm. Fewer and fewer people are associating themselves with Christianity. About 35 years ago, when I started doing this kind of research, 9 out of 10 Americans almost somehow affiliated themselves with Christianity. Today, we're down to 7 out of 10, and that number is dropping. Mm-hmm. We've got a slightly growing number of people who align with non-Christian faiths, you know, whether that's the Muslim faith or Eastern faiths or whatever. But the fastest growing number in the faith community are those who consider themselves to be either atheist or agnostic, or simply call themselves one of the nuns, the N-O-N-E-S, those people who say they have no faith whatsoever.
Right. Nothing to associate with Catholics and the nuns that raised me.
That's why I always have to be careful about that, because I was an altar boy and all that, so I want to be real careful.
I'm right with you. You say today 7 out of 10, but according to the ACFI study, and we're talking about the American Culture and Faith Institute, this is what you're going to hear a lot of, ladies and gentlemen, the American Culture and Faith Institute, of which George Barna and his team lead in terms of looking at this evidence here. You say 7 out of 10 say that they're Christians, but based on a very simple delineation of that definition, you're saying it could be as low as 30%.
Well, that would be the group that we label born-again Christians. And this is not people calling themselves born-again. Mm-hmm. We tested that approach, found that really doesn't tell you much of anything. But when we ask people what they think is going to happen to them after they die, we'll give them a range of options that we've tested. We know what the most common thoughts are. And what we find is only 3 out of 10 Americans say after they die, they know that they will go to heaven only because they've confessed their sins and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Mm-hmm. We categorize those people as born again. And so that's what we're talking about when we mention that term.
We say the most surprising outcome in this survey is the profile of born again adults. Break that down.
Yeah, it's kind of shocking, really. While most of them believe in God and have a pretty good definition in their minds and hearts of who God is, what we also discovered is that while they all own Bibles, only about 3 out of 4 of them believe that the Bible is the inerrant word of God. Just 7 out of 10 say the Bible is accurate in all of its teachings. But then it gets really kind of difficult, because you find that less than half of them bother to read the Bible during a typical week, and less than half of them believe that the Bible contains absolute moral truth. And so when you were talking earlier about some of the moral perspectives and behaviors of people, as we've been testing those over the last couple of months, we're finding that there's not that big a difference in terms of the moral lives of this born-again Christian group and the rest of society. They're being influenced by society more than they're influencing that society.
And that's the big problem here, because society right now, George, I mean, based again, I reference this Gallup poll, which I thought was quite provocative, because they were saying, hey, where's the Christians? And so, well, you've been telling Christians, we don't need you in the public square. We don't need you in the conversation anymore. Why don't you guys, take your Bibles, take your guns or whatever, and get the heck out of here. And now all of a sudden you find yourself in a moral decline and a free fall. And you're starting to realize that morality does count, and it does matter, for you and your family and your kids. And then you're saying, where are they?
Well, and I think a lot of that comes back to what you and I talked about last time I was on your show, which has to do with the research we've done on worldview development. When you find that only 10% of Americans, just 4% of millennials, and as referenced in this report, only 3 out of 10 born-again Christians actually have a biblical worldview, but just as importantly, almost 8 out of 10 think they have a biblical worldview. What that implies to us, infers to us, is that these are people who think they've got it figured out, so they may no longer even be paying attention to either what they're reading about in the Bible or what they're hearing from the pulpit. Mm-hmm. So we've got a real challenge in terms of being able to break through and let them know a lot of the things that they believe, as outlined in the report, aren't in the Bible. They bought into some other notions about how the world works and about what their life means and what is the best way to live it and what are the implications if they don't.
Exactly. And they're the most vulnerable, those that think they know,
And they're not connected on a daily basis with the Word of God. Jesus himself said, it's not by bread, you know, it's but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. And when Jesus himself says that, I got to think that's hugely significant. So I believe that as Christians, and I say this as a word of encouragement to my brothers and sisters, if you are missing out on a daily connection with God and his word, you are leaving yourself vulnerable and probably are the first ones to say, you know, or to ask, where is God? You know, George?
Yeah, and so, Bill, when I look at a lot of this research that we've been doing, you know, I'll look at something like we found that among the born-again Christians in this country, more than 3 out of 4 of them believe that people are basically good.
Mm-hmm.
And then I look at the fact that less than 4 out of 10 of them dismiss the idea that you can earn your way into heaven by being a good person. Even though they're relying on Christ, they say, yeah, you can do that. Or, you know, God's given you multiple pathways. There are many ways into heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, again, it's that misunderstanding of the basic principles that God has given to us. And this is why it's so important. If you think people are basically good, that changes your idea about how God is going to relate to them,
mm-hmm.
and the kinds of choices that we have to make and the implications of that choices. It's a domino game. It
exactly.
all fits together. So we got to get it right.
And it all starts in the Garden of Eden with the voice of Satan saying, did God really say? And so it screams through the millennial here, through the millennia, that says and questions whether or not God did say it. And again, going back to the basic premise, if you're not connected with God, you're going to miss the point and you're going to find yourself vulnerable. And look what happened to our first parents that were disconnected from God.
Well, yeah, you take that, and then you even, you know, you mentioned Satan and the whole idea of sin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's shocking to me that most Christians don't believe that Satan is real. And it's even more shocking that only half of them reject the idea that Jesus himself sinned.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's telling me there is a very, very basic misunderstanding of who God is, about the Trinity, about salvation, about how sin works, where we've encountered it, what to do about it. We like to think, oh, yeah, we're going to church now as adults because we're looking for the answers in theology 401.
Mm-hmm.
We really need to go back to theology 101 and
right.
make sure that we've nailed down the very basics.
Well, and the basics of 101 is that you've got to live on the Word of God and get connected when you've been disconnected, when so few are spending any time, and not, I mean, just to call it what it is, George, I mean, more people are involved with their technocracy and, you know, their iPhones or, you know, video games than they are with the Word of God. And last time I checked, I don't think Jesus said it was through a video game that we were going to enter in through the gates of heaven. Do you recall anything like that?
You know, if that's the case, I didn't get that text message from the Lord.
Yeah, I missed that memo as well. So at least we've got a unanimous vote here so far. But it's really up to the people and those that are listening. If you're listening here today, it is not by chance. It is by reason. It is by divine appointment. And I'm glad that you heard these words. And I hope and pray that you would take them to heart. George Barna has been our guest, and we look forward to having George back with us on a regular basis. George, thank you so much.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
The answer to